time. The silent herald of life and death. Success or failure. The unseen force that measures man's destiny, reaching its most fateful moment as it slowly strikes. The 11th hour.
Again, ain't seen her lady. You bound to use it.
Echo of a savage.
My granddaddy killed men in the war. My daddy killed the boys in the Crane Kirk feud. And killed my boy in that Tarawa place. All with guns. But me. I don't aim to hurt nobody. Blame Riley. Ought to get me an outboard motor. Except I won't afford it. And not from what the traps bring in. And even if I did, I'd never keep the blame thing in gas. Still, it's gonna get tougher and tougher to move this here shanty boat with the skiff. I ain't getting no younger. Visitor. Now, what tarnation? Well, he don't even bother to knock.
All right, if we bother you.
Yeah.
I'm Mr. Furley.
Yeah.
Do you have any guns here?
I don't believe in them.
Oh, don't you really? I'd think that living in a primordial morass would make a gun a necessity.
Well, how's that you called it? A prime what?
It means the primitive state, out of the time of elemental savagery. This is Jane, and this is not, I repeat, not her Tarzan. His name is Sam.
Oh, come on, Foley. Quit fooling around.
Is this bird safe? It looks older than the Ark.
I took Builder myself. Bottom's still sound as a nut.
I hope so. I don't like water. I don't swim. I better scout around for any guns, just to be sure.
Well, why can't Sam look? I'm bushed.
Because Sam will look for the wrong thing. Sam will look for little valueless objects he can stick in his pockets. Won't you, Sam?
You keep an eye on the bag, huh, Dad? What's in there?
Sleeping room.
You live here alone? Many people live in this immediate vicinity? The cot over there where my friend Sam is sitting now. You have a companion here?
Nope. Belong to my son.
And where's your son now?
Died 20 years ago.
I'll explain exactly what we want from you. Food, blankets, and directions. We want to get across the swamp.
Ain't an airplane, then. It's 600 miles across. Every mile is kindly hell on earth.
Oh, we'll worry about that end of it. Because of this, you see, this bag. We're in a bit of a hurry.
Yeah. I reckon that dar bag goes for money, don't it? And I reckon it's stole from a bank or some such.
I'm afraid it's more than a case of stealing, old man. You see, there was some objection to the transfer of ownership.
What he thinks he's telling you is that Sam there doesn't know his own strength when he gets excited. You've known men like that. Somebody makes a pass at them and they go all wild and grab on like a bulldog. And everything upstairs goes blank. Well, Sam's like that. That's what Foley there thought he was telling you. But he's English, you see. And the English take an awful long time to spit out of their mouths what occurs in their heads. There's a roadblock sometimes between the gray matter and the lips.
Had me an uncle like that once. He was a gator grabber, till he got a hold of the wrong gator once.
Why don't we hold up in this scow for a while? I'm not any too excited about getting any deeper into this gator slough.
We're too close to the Suwannee. They run excursion boats all along the river. And where an excursion boat can go, a police boat can go one better.
Well, at least tonight. I'm bushed.
And just for tonight. We'll lock the old man in the front room.
Huh? Why waste a double bed? Sam can fix him out in that slough. Either Sam or you. Maybe thinking again, we'd better not let him.
Some local might come along. We'd need the old fellow then to act as a front.
That's it then. This here's my last night. Because I already done told me more than they can let me live to tell on them.
You were bushed.
I'm 35, pal. I ain't too tired. I can't count my share. You don't have any great urgent objections, do you, Mr. Foley? You don't really want it to stay in one lump. So some smart boy, all he has to do is to pick up the whole bag of boodle tonight and skip out while the other two are sleeping. Do you, Mr. Foley, sir, esquire, my lord?
Of course not, Janie, my dear. By the way, I don't suppose you found a gun when you looked.
I didn't find one. You want to search me?
Certainly. I think I ought to. Now, don't tell me, Jane, that no man's ever done that to you before. Because, dear girl, I simply won't believe
you. I'm choosy, you
aren't. Don't look an innocent, blushing virgin.
Sure, men have touched me.
I think I'm.
Sure, I'm. Listen, I can't talk at the same time as you, Mr. Foley, so one of us ought to. Now, look what you've gone and done. You've rattled Sam's cage over there. You've got him all excited.
You were saying?
Oh, I've forgotten.
You were about to talk of men, of your past experiences.
You think I'm going to give you a cheap thrill?
All right. I shall take your word for it, Jane. Just as I took your word when you told us you lost our only pistol on the river.
Damn it, Foley, if you think I
did... Forgive me, Jane. I was only ribbing you. I'm sorry.
Where the heck do you think I'd hide a lousy gun? Where? Oh, all right, don't say what's in your nasty, unpleasant English mind.
I was simply thinking that a lady has a multitude of places. They make the best customs dodges, you know. Lady.
Sam! Come on over here. We're divvying.
Good night, then. I'm mighty tired.
Yeah, you do that. Say good night and get that...
Jane, aren't there some windows in the other room that should be locked from the outside? Now, don't let Jenny upset you. We're not going to kill you. We need you, you see, to guide us across the swamp.
I already done figured that one out for myself, mister. I'd work, no.
Well, that's very smart of you, old fellow.
Yeah.
Now, come on now. In you go. You'll be quite safe. Pleasant dreams.
Not till they get what they want out of me. They sure as hell kill me then, though. My wife made this patchwork quilt I'm a lying on. dead 20-some years. My son dead 20-some years. Do it matter if the soul body stops being too? Yeah, too damn sure it do. This whole body likes to hear a jury twirp at me from a log. This whole body like it when a bear gets a scent and gives a warning snort like when he's working a lullaby stump. Snout raised to the sky. This whole body likes this here wilderness. The whole witch harbor jungle, my prairie made out of water. Panthers and cottonmouths don't trouble me none. Gators neither. I don't bother them, and they don't get fractious with me neither. They're like the garbage I heave over the side. We looks after each other, I guess. No, his soul body ain't a planning to surrender his soul up to heaven a piece yet. For years, I thought I don't have much worth living for. But now, dying's nothing, not at my age. But living's pulling up the creeks, seeing all them herons and squawk ducks. Living, seeing all them ivy trumpets looking real pretty. The pink hurrah blossoms coming into bloom in the spring. Primordial. Yeah, it's all that and then some. Okefenokee is about as far from civilized places as hell is from a nursery story. Our thing sure keeps surprises for strangers. Violent surprise. Yes, sir.
Morning. Sam. He ain't in here. Didn't he go to sleep out there, y'all?
Yeah, sure. He slept out here with us all. I want to know where he is now.
Your partner, Foley, he's out there. Why don't you ask him where Sam is?
I already have. Where is that bent brain?
She's mighty excited, Mr. Foley, about that other fella.
He's gone. The boodle, too. His, yours, mine, all gone. But both the boats are still tied up to the scow. That's funny. Ain't it funny, pal? Because Sam can't walk on water, and he ain't the type for suicide.
Very funny.
Yeah. You had to do it, huh? In the night, when the poor saphead was sleeping.
Oh, why be so cross, Janie? Oh, you mustn't be cross. Your lovely, pretty face is all
cross. Oh, come off it, Foley. Nobody ever hinted I'd ever win a prize in the beauty contest. Stow it. I got other talents.
Yes, from right here, Jane. I can see two of them. Oh, Jane, my dear, I repeat, you mustn't be cross. Similar thoughts occurred to you. Why not admit? What are you doing? Oh, Jenny, no. Don't be silly. You see, you always think whilst I act. That's why at 35 you'll never see the extra 20 years I have on you.
I won't, huh? Sorry, pal. I forgot to mention this little item. She's home real sharp. And I'm not too, against splitting an Englishman.
Makes us even, huh? I neglected to mention this.
You filthy.
Right, up the stairs, Jane. Come. Come on. Move. I want to see your attractive rear end preceding me up the stairs. Come on, Jane.
Thank you.
All right, Jane. Get your shoes off, and then get into that water.
Get... Oh, no, come on. Come on, please, Foley. Let me take one of the boats, please. You can keep the cash, but at least give me a boat.
I'm allowing you, Jane, to keep your knife. What more can you ask? Go on, overboard. Move, damn it. Come on, Jane. This is the age of woman's lib, dear.
Foley, please,
I'm afraid you must take your chances with the men.
You got the money. You're killing me.
Jane, I'm not a gentleman, I'm afraid. And just as you would have not had the slightest hesitation...
Get
in the water.
No, but there's gators out there.
I'm not denying. Listen, Jane. The alligators are peacefully sleeping behind those thickets on the bank over there. But if I have to fire this gun, they'll panic and take to the water. Then you and they can have a swimming match.
No.
You told me how good you
please,
are at swimming.
Please.
You were most
Anderson,
rude about
please,
my luck.
I beg you.
You're getting a far better break than I gave Simple Sam. Now, if you keep your wits about you, Jane, you might even get out of the swamps alive. All right, come on, over. I'm tired of this. Over.
All right. I've met some cold men in my life, but Steve Foley, you ain't even human. I'm a girl.
She's going at gator ground, mister.
Well, Jane was never too bright. Oh, Jane! You're going awfully slowly. You need a little prompting.
Mister, you done woke up all them gators. They go...
She was very coarse, awfully uneducated, and not at all pretty. Hello? Where's the old man?
You're being foolish, old man. You might have stood a chance if I'd let you take me into the swamps. That's what you were thinking of at the time, wasn't it? To get me out there and lose me. But I can do without you, you know. I'm quite self-sufficient, even this primordial hangover.
That swamp. Well, I guess that'll keep him busy for a while. I guess I've got to be real mean now because he ain't about to just walk off and leave me here alive. He's mighty upset with me. He'll think of something for sure. He's got to. He could shoot the lock off of that door in time, but I guess all of his bullets will be used up by then and he won't like that. What to do about me. He's going to burn my boat with me inside it.
The risk of using a tired old cliche, old man. Dead men, you know, tell no tales.
That man's evil. That dear man from England is a very bad man. There's all evil in the world in him. Some men need killing.
Thank you.
Maybe alligators will like their meat cooked for a change. Excuse. Where are the... How the... How the...
What should I do?
Help, help,
what's right?
Help, I can't.
Look at them gators. Help. Threshing away from the old shanty boat. Them birds, that crossback fox running away there through the palmettos. Every living thing racing. Hearing away like it's a place of contamination. Yeah, and so it is, too. No. No. All three of them are gone now. It's best that way. Some men have to die. What I'm doing's right. I'm the only one. I gotta judge. This here's the way. It's got to be.
Silent herald of life and death, success or failure, the unseen force that measures man's destiny, reaching its most fateful moment as it slowly strikes the 11th hour.